House will come to order. Brothers and sisters, let me let you know where we are right now. We've got the Conference Committee on House Bill 203 that will meet today on adjournment. We've got the House Bill, or the Conference Committee on Senate File 60 that will meet today on adjournment. We've got the Conference Committees on the Honor Farm Horse Program, the Medicaid Fraud Recovery, the Administrative Control of Acquired Institutional Lands, and the projects funded by abandoned mine land funds, Senate File 106, that have to meet and report back tomorrow. I anticipate that the Senate will not concur to our amendments this morning on Senate File 107. If they do, I would be very surprised, but they might. And then they've got the revisers bill, the eminent domain bill, which I don't know where that's going to come out, the seismic exploration bill. I don't know where that's going to come out. We didn't amend the unemployment practices bill, direct sales, or the pesticides bill. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and potentially 10 bills still outstanding. But we will have no reports coming back this afternoon, as best I can tell, unless somebody has a report on one of those bills that I just mentioned that... is not Representative Wallace.
Senate File 75 on the Honor Farm Horse Program, that is signed and is working its way through.
Well, they will have to concur on it first before we concur on it, so that'll probably be tomorrow morning. Now, we can wait all afternoon for them if we want, or we can just adjourn until the morning. I've got a pretty good sense of where you want to go with that. So that's where we are, brothers and sisters. We have about 10 bills outstanding. My hope is to have us adjourned sometime tomorrow. The way we get that done is getting those joint conference committee reports back in a hurry. So if you're on a joint conference committee, meet diligently, get your work done, and get your reports back in a hurry, and save us having to come back and spend $30,000 to meet on Thursday to cover just a couple bills. With that, we're at that order of business of committee reports. The Management Council will meet today upon adjournment in room 302 to discuss interim topics. Yeah, that'd be right. Well, upon adjournment in the Senate, because it's Management Council of the Senate and House, but it sort of right now. Representative Harvey. Yeah, we're at committee announcements.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your conference committee on Senate File 60 will meet upon adjournment in the Senate Labor Room. I don't know the number of that room. And we expect that to take about 30 minutes. And then immediately following that, we will conference on House Bill 203 in the same room with the like committee.
Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your conference committee on Senate File 106 AML funds is going to meet at 9 o'clock in the morning in room 204.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Can I have privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker?
Certainly.
Members, just one quick reminder, we will be having our last Capital Commission Bible study tomorrow over in the basement of the Herschler at 6:30. So for all of you who have just been too busy, this is the perfect time to come.
Any other committee announcements? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege.
Please.
One last pitch for the Race for the Cure. A number have come in since the haircutting that we had here earlier. I appreciate that. And then we won't have the legislative prayer breakfast on Thursday, as was announced at the last meeting. I think we'll be on our way home with any luck. And thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. Speaker, the adjournment pool is going to close up whenever I lock my door to my office this evening. You have until then to get in if you'd like to get in. Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow. February 27, 2013.
You've heard the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, no. House is adjourned until tomorrow, February 27, 2013 at 10 a.m.